three Gedolim. We read it from two of them already, and today, just to be bashlim, we'll read it from the third source. A very brief chazara. The first sugya in the Sefta Sachem in the third parak, Elu Ovrin, talks about Tarovas Chametz. So the Gemara has about Tarovas Chametz that Rabbi Lez holds you get Malkus. And the Gemara explains on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the end of the narrow lines, Al Chametz Dogon Gomer Onish Kares, Al Eruva Bulav, Div Rabbi Lez. Al Chametz Dogon Gomer Onish Kares, Al Eruva Below Klum. What's a machlokus between who and who? Chachamim and Rabbi Lez. How do we paskin? Says the Rif. We pass like the Chachamim, of course. Yochai v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim. You're probably wondering, those who are new to the Shir, just came back after the longest Pesach, what does it mean that Aleph of the Ein Mishpat, Mem Gimel Aleph goes to Rabbi Lezer? Al Chometz Dogon Gomer Onish Kares, Al Yeruv Balav, the Rabbi Lezer. What's going on? Pass like the Chachamim, right? Like the Chachamim. So what's happening over here? So let me ask all the Talmidei Chadash. If you wanted to have one place in this small psach, to find out a possible source for the Rambam, where would you look? I don't mean the Rambam in the back. But in this. Which Rish would you look in? Where would you look in this book to find the Rambam? Where would you look? Smart. Talmidei Baruch Hashem know what's going on. The Rif. Let's turn to the Rif. And see what the Rif says about this very point. And for those who were here, it's a little bit of a chazara. For those who are new, we're going to see it for the first time. Page Lamed Zion in our print. Yud Gimel in the old print. Says the Rif on this, in our print, Lamed Zion, line 2, the last two words. Afagav damar abon al-ruv v'lo klum, milkahu d'lalaki, avali sura ika. Okay, so it's Asur, doesn't say the rice to Rabbanan, because nobody's an Isser. Fine. V'chiyami Rabbanan namid l'lalaki animili, Hera the leka kazayis bechtei achilas pras. Kegon kutach abavli v'chayot zibo. Avol heicha diika kazayis bechilas pras. Afilu the Rabbanan, here's the key word, lucky. Lucky, that's the gears we have, lucky. You get Malkus. Now Rabbosai, for those who are returnees here, just came back after the longest Pesach, what is the punishment for somebody who eats chametz on Pesach? The worst punishment that could possibly be given. First, they did the mazik, chalila b'chas. What happens? Kares, right? So when we say kares, we use the word chayav kares. Why does the Rambam, the Rif, use the word lucky? What happened to the din of? Because that's why it's only lucky. The Ramban, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kuf Tzadiches, on the Rambam, Los HaSei, says, kares, for sure! What are you talking about? Yada kazayis v'chilas pras v'chayav kares. Not to talk about. Pshita says. But yet, the Rif says lucky. These are our gears in the Rif. Now the Ramban, can't blame him. His gears in the Rif was chayav. You see it in the Melchemas Hashem, you see it in the Balamor, you see it in the Rosh. But our gears is lucky. So lucky implies that there's Malkus and not Kores. Of course the question becomes, what happened? Didn't the Gemara say on Aflamid that Mem Gil Beferish, that according to Rabbanon, it's with a low klum, there's nothing. So here's the answer which we suggested from three Gedolim. The Pre-Chodesh, we read it, I read to you yesterday. The Gra, that we all read together yesterday on the screen. And I told you the Mekeves and Mishnah. Thank God we have today. Anything to put in. Say this, all three say the same thing. What is that same thing? That although the Gemara on Mem Gimel was working with an assumption, that according to the Rabbanon, there's no such thing as Malkus, either Kores or Loklum, as the Gemara puts it, Feirish, Kores or Loklum. That's only initially. But the Gemara did not yet know that Kazayas V'Chayachilas Pras is the right. What do you mean it didn't know? Everybody knows. Everybody in this room knows. Even those who were away for so long, even they know, right? Everybody knows? Is anyone in this room who doesn't know, never heard, that if you eat, keep munching and munching and munching with the Achilas Pras, you get it's mitzdarif. Everybody knows that. The whole world knows that. We all know that because we learned in Masech the Yuma. We learned a little bit of Yom Kippur about the Shir of Kazayis Bichtei Achilas Pras. We certainly know it from there, from our youth. We know after a Shir, someone who's sick, things of this nature. But many of us may remember it from Perek Arbe Psachim as well. We learned the sugya that when somebody eats eats matzah or eats maror, mefurish gemara. Ochel lachatzah and yotzah. Uvelvach lo yishav en achilu lachaverta yosem mitzvah achilas pras. Tanya, it's a brisa. You think I never heard of this brisa? What are you joking me? With brises and mesech the yuma, mesech the krisis. Of course he knew that. That's the pre-chodesh time he phrased it. He may phrase it the same way. What's the answer of Osai? All these cases, we have it be'en. You have a little kazayis, a quarter of a kazayis, another quarter. You hold in 2 minutes, whatever it may be. So you chayiv koris on chometz, you yotze to the mitzvah of matzah. Fine. But what the Gemara did not know was that once it gets mixed in the taruvis, we have a general principle of bittul, could be its bottle. The fact that it has a kazayis, the achilas pras, that it withstands bittul, this is a chiddush which the Abaye didn't know and the Gemara didn't know. So when the Gemara didn't know, so Rabbi Lezer said, presumably, that any taruvis gets malchus, even if less than the achilas pras, as long as you can taste it. And the Rabbanan say, you'll never get malchus, ever. Because it's bottom. When the Gemara wakes up and says, enough mem dalet. My Kasha mem dalet. But you mean to tell me, because I, v'chei achilas pras, don't raisa? In? Yeah. He thought, only ben. Tells not even tarovis. Once you say that, then it goes like this. According to Rabbi Lezer, presumably it stays the same. Even less than the achilas pras, you would get malchus. According to the Rabbanon, we know now, which we didn't know then, if you have a kazayis v'chilas pras in the tarobes, you get malchus, but not kores. Lucky means lucky in the riff, not the word chayav, but lucky. You only get malchus. It's reduced. Why is it reduced? Because the ikar iser was bottle bero. Ziyaf tam ki ikar. So therefore, Rabosai, you have a lower level iser, an iser of malchus, without kores, as long as it's a kazayis v'chilas pras. Adkan, that's what the Rambam says, and he got it from this Gemara, which is against the previous Gemara. That's all. That's the chish all three of the Gedolim came up with. Yes, Mordechai. And Mordechai in person. Yes. He was on the screen for 2 days in a row. Now I'm in person. Better than ever. Yeah.
Where do we see on Memdalit that there's anything? I realize that they're saying that there's a Habamina and a Maskana, but where do we see on anything of Memdalit that
there is no echrach. The Ramban also knew how to learn. The Ramban told the Ramban was off the wall. He says, "Kulo hefech." It's exactly the reverse of the Ramban. Because if it's kazayis v'chilas pras, it's pashut. It's chayiv koris. And less than that, it's pashut. And there's no lav. He says the Ramban is wrong. Both pashut is wrong. And we say no. And even the, I think it's the Magad Mishnah says that the pashut shap is like the Ramban. But maybe even the Prichodesh may have said it, but the Rambam is Mechadesh, no Hechreach, you can't prove it 100%, but that's how you learn Pshat in the Maskana. Once we know the Kazaz of Kitzvah is the right, which we didn't know before him, everything changes. Even Rabbanan agree, such a Nisr exists. I'm not saying it had to be that way, but it certainly does make sense. That's probably the best growth in Shitas Rambam, especially since we saw the three Gedolim. It's kind of a chronological order, Prichodesh, Mekeves and Mishnah, Vilna Gaon, all said the same thing. Not only that, but as we read yesterday in the Shia, that's how they read the Rambam in Hilchus Macholas Asuras, Perek Tetzvav Aleph Beis and Gimel. What the Rambam says, he's talking about Chalev. What's the issue of Chalev? What's the worst case of called Chalev? What happens to eat Chalev? Kores. And the Rambam says, you have a Kazayis, Rechilas Pras, Loke. Why not Kores? The answer is, there's no Kores. That's exactly the point. So the only question where the grown parted company from his two earlier Gedolim who preceded him a little bit is that they said that this is true for Kol Yisurei Torah, as you see from Chalev. How do you know it? Presumably Misvara. Misvara is that if it what? If if something is kazayis v'achilas pras, what's called tamo mamosho asur v'lokin olav. It's the one avodah zarah samach zayin. No pasuk is quoted. What do you mean asur v'lokin olav? The chiddush is that the tam ki'ikar maintains the identity of the chalif, but only to the extent of malchus lokin olav, not to the extent of karis. Karis only be eaten in its pure form. They seem to say it without any psukim. That's a bit of a chiddush. So then the question they both ask is Rechodesh and the Mekeves and Mishnah. So what's air when it comes to matzah? What do Kol Machmetz is also chelu air? That's the Marzah Shekol. What are they? So before reading the Mekeves and Mishnah, which we haven't read yet, the Vilna Gaon asks the same question, comes to a completely different conclusion. He says, no, this idea that you knock it out from Koris and it goes down to a lav, we were never set it on our own. You know where we got it from? Kol Machmetz. But it's Kol Machmetz as a paradigm. It applies to all these three cars. Chelev, Dam, Noser, Pigul, whatever. It's the same. That's how the Vilna Gaon understood. But the others, I read you the Pre-Chodesh, and I'm reading the Mekeves and Mishnah. I'm going through the same Yisodos, the question, the Rambam, what does it do with the Gemara? So now we're going to read it together. I'll read it to you. The Mekeves and Mishnah quotes me at an earlier source. Who was the earlier source? The Minchas Kohen. Why do Chayav Karetz? See, since the Minchas Kohen quotes the Pasuk Rabbeinu, Macholos Asuros Tetzvav Gimel, Tomat Chelev, Loke, you're not Chayav Karetz. That's what he says. That's what Avodah Zarah, Loke. Didn't say Chayav Karetz? Yes, the question. What do you mean, Kol Machmetz? Rabbanan don't dash and call? He says, even Rabbanan lo dashi kol k'rabbelezer. Al tochas mikazaz v'chilas pras. Al v'mikom akom dashi kol l'chayim malchus al kazayis v'chilas pras. End quote. Minchas kol. Says the Mekeves and Mishnah. In Ayol Shalachora, as Mordechai said, Dvar of Kvedim, an interesting term. What does Kvedim mean?
Forest,
heavy, right? They wouldn't say it. Mikomagom ha'emes ito. And that's the riff. And he quotes the riff, right? With the word lucky. Mavur melashono, the Rabbanim exas mechilas pras, lokev enochayev kores. Because the riff and the Rambam hold, that which it says in Mem Gimel, Mantana, Rabbi Lezeri, because the Shas is word for word. Salkadaitach, the Bekutach, Ika Kazayis, Rechilas Fras, Bafilu Hachi, Pligi Rabbanon. The Havamina was, it's the third God, I'll say the word for word, has to be true. Three is old. Mashenka, he must call us a Shas. Hanachal Kutach Ababu, etc. Yesh Lomar, the Gam Rabbonon Modim, the Kol Machmetz Marve Ruvo, Sheyesh Bo Kazayis Rechilas Fras, L'malchus v'lo l'korex, as the Rambam says. Amazing. The third gadol we read, the Prichodesh, the Gra, Zenochon v'kavonas Rabbeinu. Beautiful. Terrific. Fantastic. Now, me'ata lo nisha lo nechoma b'kodesh, zulas mashikshu kol ha'gadolim. They have a mechas konyek with tzarachin. The MK, the Rabbeinu Posa, Kerabona, Usvilu, the Inunami Darshi Kol, the Taruba Sheshbach Adas Vichilas Fras, Lomali Krob Bechomet, Tapergle, Mimishras, the Nozir Vicholi Surim, as it says in Nichos Naziris, Visu, Loma Monas, the Rabbeinu Lalabi Yuchat Bechomet, came in the Chadas Vichilas Fras, nor Bechali Surim. The Carolyn Krab Yochanan, called Tama Mamashul Asavalokanala. Great cash, right? Great cash. So, what did the Prichadish answer? Kiyua. There's no time. He says the same thing word for word. He must have been unaware of the Prichadish, because they live around at the same time. Yeah.
I thought Rabbi Sakiwa was where there's
the equivalent of the Ben Bavino,
there's
no time.
But there's no time.
No, it's the equivalent of no time. Let me just read it to you. Umakom inichuli lizgadevo. That the Rambam writes, he quotes the same Rambam in Perek Tezvav. Tama means Tam nirgash lafuke min bemino. What is no Tam? It's batel berov. Even though there is the kazaz of Chilas Pras, still batel berov. Rov means a rov. Fine. By chomet rabosai zalav miyuchad al tarovis. Sheyesh bo mamosho kazayis vechilas pras afal gav the lekatama kigo min bimino ahani kro the logan amamosho afal gav the loyoiv tamo as opposed to shari surin. Then he quotes the same rise of Yichonish word for word. Perek tazav aloch yibes, you saw it yesterday. Al titma al chometz bepesach shat Torah omer kol machmetz lo sochelum lefichach echmir v'chemosh kasavnu. What is he saying? That the Torah is machmir to aser without tam. Therefore, the rabbanim went a step further and they asked ain't b'yesh lo matirim by mashu without tam. Zebor b'kavonas rabbeinu b'siyata d'shmayo. We have already a third source. So it's fundamentally the same thing. Okay, here it is. Okay. That's a major breakthrough in Shitas HaRambam, which we spoke about already third time. First in the Pri Chodesh, then from the Gra, and then from the Merkavah Chodesh. Again, the Gra parts company on that last Chodesh. He thinks it's only talking about Mim B'Shem Amin. Adka. Any questions before we proceed? Okay. So now we go to where I'm supposed to start today's shir, a little late, the Tosas HaRosh. It's chazda for those who maybe weren't here. Let's first see the rush inside in the Piskei rush in Siman Aleph, and from the Piskei rush we'll move to the Tosfos rush. Okay, everyone, turn to the Piskei rush, Pera Gimel in the Sefer Pesachim, Siman Aleph. Talks about the beer of old and our beer. That was the beer of Gemara's time, and the medieval beer of 13th century Germany, as we can call it. That. Okay, Rabosa, let's look together. For those who are looking in, you'll find it over here where the small test of the carbon is analyzed. V'shecher shel sorin v'shel chitin sh'osin v'ashkenaz v'tzarfas. They obviously made medieval beer in Germany and France. However, in a time, we'll live right in the 12th century. The osu l'ashosu v'pesach. The Dafka b'Sheicher Amodi Shud the Shari in our Mishnah. He held there's no Bayira. The Ikara Osim Itmarim Omid Dvarim Acher made from dates. Lo Hoyu Nosin Bo Elam Atzor Lachmitzo. A few little kernels in there to make it ferment. Presumably it's probably Batal B'Shishin. Can you ask me more? The Rova Beisa threw a few sprinkles of barley in. Avol Sheicher Shalanu Sheikra Misorin. Lo, main ingredient is barley. Main ingredient is barley, and then he skipping a line in the half. V'shecher ha'osim isorin, ika harbe yosim mikazayis v'chtei achilas pras. I raised the question this year yesterday. What's going on? Did they filter out these sediments, the mash? Some of these they call it the mash. They filter out the mash? Well, no. It was like a gruel. It was all still in there. So we already learned in Wikipedia. Halacha the Wikipedia Messina, that in medieval, in early times, before the medieval period, it was gruel, it was something thick. In modern times, we know it's completely clear. And the machlokes we heard, as whether in medieval times, it was clear or cloudy, implying clear or cloudy, did strain it, but we're not sure. And read the Lush of the Rush now that I asked you to see, and you can make your own, draw your own conclusions. Okay. The Rosh here in Tosfos the Rosh on our daf Mem Beis on Manav is exactly the same as Piskei Rosh, and he adds a paragraph. V'teima, kevan shel shecher shalanu dino kemos orim mamish v'nin chametz im kein lo nevarech alav shahakol niya b'dvar ela bari pri adama or some esbar min mazonas whatever, but something other than shahakol. That's the question. That's the question. So, he gives the following answer. V'yei Shloma. Don't look up later on. I'm moving from Tuf Reish Pei to Tuf Reish Pei Aleph in this print. One Teretz gives, which is detail, but for us the more important answer. V'o! Kevon de'ein mamoshus hakemach be'en ve'eino niker bo klal ein shem kemach olav v'havya kemaya ba'alma. What does that mean? Repeat it again, two lines, second time. Kevon she'ein mamoshus hakemach be'en ve'eino niker bo klal ein shem kemach olav v'havya kemaya ba'alma. The two chiddushim over here. What is the word kemach? Who? Kemach man dechar shmei. They made the sarim from sa'orim, not from barley flour. I thought meant from barley. What do you call it? Grains. No, I'm not saying it makes a difference. You'll see soon. It may make a difference. But if they made it from barley grains. Much more likely that they had to filter it out. So that they can't. You're not going to eat grain. But if it's flour, you wonder maybe they just mushed it in with clear, cloudy mash, whatever you want to call it. But then he says, "Ein ma'moshes hakemach be'en." What do you mean? If we were right, just say you strained it out. He didn't say you strained it out. He said it's not be'en. Be'en a nikar bo klal. You took it out. Of course not nikar. Got an impression from reading this rush that nothing was pulled out. It was made from some kind of a flour, and that flour was still there 100%. But it wasn't recognizable. I guess it was, it wasn't it sort of dissolved in the water. Ein shem kemach olav, v'havya kemaya bala. That's my read. I read it that way. Did anyone agree with me? I want you to look at it before my prejudicial reading. I'm not sure how many of you did. I displayed my prejudice that I don't think they took it out. But maybe I'm wrong. Now, this is what I thought. This, of course, goes back to what we spoke about at the very end of the shiur yesterday. Rabbi Osai. That's chazer again. It's chazer again. The farshim and the Shulchan Aruch from the Bogan Avraham and on down are discussing the question of whether particular mixtures are in violation of Bayro Bayamotze. El Orm be Pesach, Quanta Rashi's Bayro Bayamotze, Quanta Benatam, no. No Bayro Bayamotze. I'll ask you a question. Benatam holds Tam Ki Ikar. He's the biggest machmer in Tam Ki Ikar, that if you taste like something, Het the Nepach Leos Yisr is considered you get a Kazayas, you get Machmas and Kazayas without Teruvis. The answer to that question is, Quanta Benatam, in our Mishnah, there is no time. There is no time. Why not? Kiyua v'alma. It's a mere, what would you call it? Acidity or
acidity.
Some strength. Not a real, honest to goodness, regular taste. That takes care of the Rabbeinu Tam. In any event, Rabbi Osa, listen very carefully. Rabbeinu Tam is the Shittas. What Rabbeinu Tam do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Tamo v'lo mamosho Asur ve'ein lokin olav. How can that be? It's a mefurish gemara against Rabbi Natan. Tamo v'lo mamasho means he tasted, but it's less than 1 in 60. What does it say? Ein lokin olav. According to Rabbi Natan, it's yes lokin olav. Rabbi Natan is against enough in the gemara. Rabbi Natan, how should I say it nicely? The nice part, nice way. He reinterpreted the gemara. It's a nice way to say it. He reinterpreted the gemara. And I put on the Marat Makomas. I think in Pri Chodesh, because the Pri Chodesh goes into a lot of this at significant length. I don't know if you saw it yet, but he tries to go into all these things that Rabbi Natan hold and what the others hold. And let me read it to you from over here. Again, what I told you before, that there's no tam in Kutach, the Pri Chodesh says the Beferish in the Siman Ayesu to see. Tav Mem Beis Sif Aleph Dir Maslavi and Tomar or Benatam do with our Mishnah. It should be certainly a bayirah, there should certainly be a chiyuv gomer. So he answers, okay. See, I'm giving you from different paragraphs. Rabbi Natan says that Mishra Slitan Tam Kikar, he looked on a Kazayis Mena Taruvis. What do you do with the Mishnah of Kuta Chababli? Says the Pre-Chodesh, no! Don't that Mishnah? Lekha Tam Chometz! That's what you need to call. The Torah said so. It's Kiyua B'Alma. You have to say that. Fine. Of course, the problem is, what would Natan do with the Gemara about the Zorah of Son of Zion? Tamo Mamosho Osur, excuse me. Tama Veloma Mosho Osur Ve'ein Lokadol. So Mamash of a Furish Gemara, black and white. So Ben Tama is a reinterpretation of the Gemara. It's referring to a case of, believe it or not, Min Bimino. Min Bimino? It's never going to be in time. Yeah. Min Bimino, it would have given time had it been Shein Amino. Now, if I said that, they'd throw me out. Rabbi Natan said it, go to Ador, he said it. Says the Pre-Chodesh, B'mchila, U'mashapirish Rabbi Natan, B'min B'mino, Eino Mishaber Klal B'member V'eino Iker. Wow. He goes as far as to say that Rabbi Natan's pshat is really not such a great pshat. Usually, Achron don't say it about Rishon. But he said it really is a shverb pshat. He sort of pushes the Rabbi Natan aside. Not passing Rabbi Natan. It's a pre-chodesh de Ramasil v'im Toma. Two major points. One, for Rabbi Natan, our Mishnah with there is no time, so it's Kiyua. Number two, Rabbi Natan, he thinks it's not correct, and it's Trat in Masechta Avodah Zarah. So how does he paskin? He passed like the Ravid. It's the next page here, Tovkuf Lamadal. He quotes the Ravid. The Ravid and the Rashba of Rabbi Mimoyim hold as follows. Tam ki ika is the Raisa. Whenever you taste tarfus, it's awesome in the raisa. But awesome in the raisa. Yet, you never say, heta nepach liyisa. Never. Never. So how do I call the yisa? It's a standoff. The heta cannot co-opt the yisa, and the mevatlet. Nor can the yisa be co-opt the heta and make it also. So it's a standoff. It's a standoff. So when are you ever going to be Chayim Malkus? Only if you want Yochel Pras Min Hatavshil. He Kazayas, you're not Yechayim on that Kazayas. It wasn't bottled. Yes, sir.
So I'm not sure it's in a Tarovis because if you have the Min Bemino, Min Be'eno Mino.
It's Min Beton, Min Beshen Mino.
It's my Mashus of the Isser in what you're eating. So what does it mean?
No kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. It must be finished, what it means. It's before the Gemara itself. Fine. This is what it says. He paskins mi'ikir adin that they are right. Zuhi ashita yosem mechuveres v'hochi naktinon. We paskin like the Ravid and the Rashba v'rabbi mimoim. It's a standoff, Rabosai. If you taste tarfus, what's the din? The tarfus is not bottled because you taste it. On the other hand, the kosher part does not become intrinsically treif. So therefore, you can't eat it midoraisa. You're not going to get malchus. That's the kazayis v'achilas pras. It's how he paskins la'alo. With me so far? Now put this together, this psak, with what he says over here in Sifhei. We were at the end of the shiur yesterday. Kofman beisei by Sheikha. Sheikh, so you have to get rid of it. Says the Pre-Chodesh. Iik a kazayis b'chdechilas pras chayev min ha-toro levar l'chuli alma kol sheyesh b'otam chometz min b'sheim min amino kazayis b'chilas pras. Everyone agrees you have to burn it immediately. Ulamai de kaimalon the tam kikah d'oraisa, as we pass in tam kikah d'oraisa mashma da'filu de leka kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, chayev min ha-toro levaro. Period. Okay. Who's she? This is Rabosai. The Ravid. Tanki goes Araisa. Even Agnas Yechiel's Pras. The Pras is there, it's an irrelevancy. Except for Malchus. We're not giving Malchus here. Fine. Period. I'm just the comma, Rabbi Ose, is printed four words too late, if you ask me. The comma here on this line, it's the fourth line of paragraph Shecher, Tov Mem Beis Hei. The comma is found after the word Chometz. I move it back four words after the word Levara. If you look it up, you'll see, I think it's a significant misplacement of punctuation. Ad Kan Rabbi Ose in the Prichosh. And of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Ose, he's saying over here, the Prichosh, no distinction whatsoever between Yesh Kedash Vechilas Pras and Ein. No difference. Even there's no Vechilas Pras, nonetheless, Chayim and Atoro Levaro. Now you read the Rosh? I'm asking, that's how you read the Rosh? Read the Rosh. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh says, no, that our Shaker, Iker Hare Yosef, because that is Achilles Pras. He seems to put that as a, Rabosai, as a limiting point. A limiting point. He's more, in effect, Mekel than the Prichosh. Prichosh is even as long as you taste it, no matter what. It's a problem. According to the Rosh, only if it's Achilles Pras. Big difference. So what I started suggesting yesterday the following approach to this rush. Perhaps the rush is going with the Malach over here, Rav Chaim Cohen. We spoke about Rav Osai a long time ago. We learned that Lamed. Let's review Rav Chaim Cohen's sheet one more time. Rav Chaim Cohen says, Kazai Zechilas Pras, Rav Osai, is the Oraisa, and if you have a Kazai Zechilas Pras, Het the Nebach Leos Issa. You get a malchus for a kazayas of the entire mixture, as long as the mixture is thick enough that has a kazayas of achilas pras. That's how dense it has in terms of isim. But if not, there's no malchus. So we thought that the rush going of the halach of Reb Chaim Cohen. According to Reb Chaim Cohen, the only time is by Yor by Yemate if you view the entire thing of het nebach leos isim, which the rush is passing here against Reb Natan. Only like a Chaim Cohen, and therefore that's the cutoff point. If it has a Kedash Mechilas Pras, Het the Nebach Liyaser, and if not, then not, no Bayerah. Again, it's unclear in the Pisgah Rosh, even in the Tosas Rosh, well, did they strain out the mesh? So on a simple level, a Chaim Cohen only said it's Kiddush where the original Liyaser is still there in the middle of Taruvus. But should we choose to interpret the rush in the case of modern day beer, where they strain out the mesh, left with a clear liquid, you'd be forced to say a chiddush gadol ma'od, which is not saying it's impossible. That once the het the nebach leos iser, because of the significant percentage, which is iser, whatever the percentage may happen to be, once that happens, then the remaining liquid is irrevocably and independently awesome. You can strain out the Issa till doomsday. You cannot remove the status of Issa from the original liquid. That's what we're suggesting. Assuming, again, for the moment, that the medieval beers, it does not strain out. Again, my reads use the word kemach, in these lessons, describing the kemach as eno nigger b'klal, implies, at least to me, it was not strained out. But I'm not sure if that's true. Yes?
Even if it's strained out, the grains are still kavush in the liquid, and there's time in the liquid, and presumably some of the grain dissolves and covers the liquid.
Okay.
So it wouldn't matter.
What you're saying is factually correct. The question is, does that make a difference? I'm not 100% sure. Not 100% sure. Let's go slow. If it comes out according to the Prichodesh, in any event, the way it's described over here, Rabbi Osai, that according to the Rosh, Rabbi Osai, there's no Bal Yirah on Tam, even if there's an Isa Daraisa to eat it. Tam Kikas Daraisa. Doesn't matter. The two don't go together. Yes, there is Sofa Kert, and the Vilna Gaon said that there is Bal Yirah Daraisa, even though there's no Issa Daraisa to eat it. That's the case of Tarovus in the Gra. We read it yesterday. It was on the screen yesterday. But the condition now is the other direction. What's a possibility, according to the Rosh, Rabbi Osai, that there's... He said the rice is to eat it, because the Ruvah is chametz, but there's no bayera. There was only chametz gomer, not in this kind of so-called machmetzes. So it appears. Again, the question from the Prichosh and Sifei comes back. What do you mean? He said, we pass in time, kikah the rice. We pass time, kikah the rice, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, but like the Ravid, there's no Malkus. There's no Malkus. And the Rosh said, there's no Malkus. There's no Ba'iroh, no time kikah the rice. So that's Shita Rabbeinu Chaim. This is what I meant to say at the end of Shiesta. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Listen carefully. According to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, it's Svei Dinim. One, if you have kazayas or chilas pras, heter nepach lios is two din. That's din number one. If it's less than kazayas or chilas pras, then although it's also midaraisa, we don't apply the principle of heter nepach lios. It's not applied, and therefore it's arguable that you would not be chayav by Rabbi Yamatze unless it's nehet and nepach lios iser has a kazayas bechilas pras. And the Rosh is fine, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, whom he quotes in Chulin, seems to be going with that mahalach. So he comes to that conclusion. However, Rabbi Osai, the Prichodesh himself holds not that way. Prichodesh passes like the Ravid. Heter is never nepach lios iser. No. So at first glance, if heter is never nepach lios iser, we should be more makil. Yes, it's fakir. No. We're more mach. If you go, you require heter nepach lios iser, we can limit that to a case of kazayas bechilas pras, as Rabbeinu Chaim said, then heter nepach lios iser, then it's by rov bayimotze, but a lower density, no heter nebach lios iser, no by Rabbi Yamatze. All at the Ravid, we never said the nebach lios iser. So why should we draw a line at kazash bechilas pras? Kazash bechilas pras is only a din of the ma'isachila. Heter is never nebach lios iser. It's never nebach heter. It's just a standoff. So why should it play a role in terms of by Rabbi Yamatze? It doesn't. So therefore, the pre-chalish writes and says, hey, we pass like the Ravid. So there's going to be an Easter of Bayo Bayo Matzai as long as the Tam Chomet was Tam Kikah D'Oraisa. And don't tell me about Kazaz Achilas Pras. We don't pass in that way like Rabbeinu Chaim. It's only in the Ma'is Achila and Shalom. That's my shot in the Pre-Chodesh. There's no steer between Aleph and Hey. Aleph, the Fina Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, he says this of her. As he passed himself like the Ravid over there, there's no boundary line with respect to Bittul, it was Yesh Achilas Pras or not. Therefore, we say that in terms of Bayroth, it's never different either. So you got either double or nothing. So the assumption of Pre-Chodesh is double. And in all cases, whether it's because Yesh or Ain, because it's Pras, it's still an Easter Bayroth or Raisa, but Tarov is Chavis. Because Tam Kikah Darais, no difference is Yesh Bo or Ain Bo, because it's Achilas Pras. It's only the Mais Achil. Ad Kan my Pshat in Shitas Ha Pre-Chodesh. Fine. So now Rabbi Osai, I ask you to see a footnote in the Tosfos Rosh. A few footnotes. I can't go into all the details now. Read at least a footnote over here, 38. So there's a word which no one understands. If you can dope shot, you get a prize. Rabbi Shoshana couldn't understand it. So if you can figure it out, you deserve a prize. What are the words? He writes as follows. V'lo domi l'hadar minan Maya the Kulu Shalki Keshalki. Who knows what that means? Where's that Gemara? Who knows where it is? Racha Islamic test. You cook vegetables in the vegetable soup, you make bar priyadama. No, so beer you should make. Bar priyadama or mazonas? No, not the same. Why? Look what he says. Tahasam Ein Ma'urav Davar Acher Elohayarek. The only thing you have in the pot is water and vegetables. Since you only have water and vegetables, you make a bar pradom. In fact, footnote 38. I don't understand. When it comes to beer also, all you put in there is barley.
they added all sorts of flavoring, spices.
Maybe there's something else there. I looked there a little bit in the Wikipedia about other ingredients besides for the bar. I didn't see too much.
You know,
yes?
Like with vegetables, do people like will eat the vegetables, just the vegetables, just eat the soup, like independently? But I mean, barley, in those days, would people just eat barley plain or just eat like.
Maybe not. But is that. Maybe you mean the following terms. Yes, I'm sorry.
I saw in the Wikipedia article and other sources that beer has always been made by adding flavorings and herbs.
It's fact or wrong. Good. Fact or wrong. There you go. Footnote 38 is wrong. And the Rush, who lived in Germany, knew what to do. What he lives in where? In Cleveland? Where is he? Where is he? He lives Euclid Avenue, Euclid, Ohio. It's Cleveland. My guess is that they don't make beer in Cleveland, Ohio. But they did make beer and wherever the Rush lived, in Germany. He didn't know. He didn't look on Wikipedia. And he said, you don't mix anything else in? So he's wrong. Okay. So you always mix things in?
Yes.
There you go. Okay, so this question is easily answered. You can call him up or email him. Hold on. It's a matter. No. I'm sorry. No email. No telephone. Just a old-fashioned address. 27801 Euclid Avenue, Euclid, Ohio, 44132. You can write him a letter and say, you know, you looked at Wikipedia, and they actually did mix other things into beer. That answers your question. Best answer of all. Good. Okay. Fine. So in the same footnote, 38, he quotes an important line for the Rush in Bronx. I'll read the line, and we're going to go back to Chavdal in a minute. I know we're way behind our schedule. Below Domi LeMay Paris Darmina Liel Dezea Bialmu. Rabosai, when you have orange juice, what brother do you make on orange juice? Shaka. What brother do you make on vegetable soup?
Depends on the vegetable.
Adam. That's a steer galuya. One's brother slamat ches, one's brother slamat tes. The whole world tumors with the steer. Says the Rush. Fisha mashke ein lo tama pri. Whoa! The way the Rush, as we understand it, says, depends if you squeeze it or did you cook it. If you squeezed it, it's Zeya Bealma, it's Shahakal. If you cooked it, it's Tam Kikar, and you make the Bar Priyadama. So it would seem. So the question becomes, so why did you make the bar pradama or it's honest maybe? On the beer. He says, because it's not in a much the kemach be'en. I was different than Maya the Shalka. Hosam ein me'urav davarach el ha'yerek. So that's the only ingredient is yerek, then even presumably the vegetable soup would be an adam. But beer has other things mixed in, so therefore not. Listen, if the facts are okay, I'm 100% in faith. Atkan, what we see over here in the Tosafos of Rush in Daf Mem Beis, I'm at Alvut, footnote 38. Good. So now I have to turn back to Chavdal Amud Aleph. It's a very enigmatic Gemara. Please turn on both sides. Chavdal Amud Beis. Chavdal Amud Beis. I'm sorry. Can't get ourselves out of Kol Shah. We keep getting attracted to that parent we spent so much time on and skipped so much in. So we're kind of filling us some of the blanks. Rabosa, the Gemara is over here in the Chavdal and the Beis. Ain't halfway down, a little more than halfway. Ain't Sofkinis Arboim Misham Orla. We spread the parish of Orla on Shabbos. Ela Layotim and Azesim and Anav and Bilvat. Only a liquid which comes from either what? Olives or grapes, which means oil or wine. Nothing else. Whatever you squeeze out of other fruits, you're not going to get malchus for oil. And often a Mishnah of Osai tells you to decide where it is. In Masechta Trumas, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. It's also in Chulun Kufchav, I asked you that daf. Come back to that perhaps tomorrow. So the Gemara says as follows. Hacha b'shem d'zeya b'alma hu. It's zeya b'alma. It's nothing. It's a sweat. 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 Garnished. That's why there's no malchus for orange juice of Arl. Even though an orange of Arl, there would be malchus in Eretz Yisrael, not orange juice. Good. Tosfos. Have a look inside the Tosfos of Chavdal Amavei the Esri. You see this? On the Ma'amah Kamasim. Chavdal Amavei's Elo. So the, again, for those who want to correct the record, those footnotes in 30, 31, and 30 are not in here. Chavdal, they're rather here in our perek, in the third perek, paragraph the Tema, on that mem base. That's an error in the Makaras. Tosav here, though, is correct. Elohacha mishum d'zeya b'yalmu. Tema! It's a great kasha. We'll discuss this kasha at greater length tomorrow, but we have to get to it until we get to the last line, which is the most important line for today, for the remainder of today's shiur. Tema! Wow. Okay. Arla from Bikurim, Bikurim from Truma. Go, we'll take it and we can get it. What do you tell me that orange juice is Zeya B'Alma? Pshita! Orange juice is not derived pre-free from Bikurim and Truma, because there's no Truma when it comes to oranges. V'yesh lomar, shoho, di'itzrich l'melav hosa, pre-pre, mi Bikurim, that's the source. Bikurim is a shivas aminim, etc. Lav l'mute sharmashkin itzrich. Nope. Diminadin, afilo tirosh v'yitzelo hoyalech shavim mashkin pri tezeya bi'amu kedamin anocha. That really, even wine and olives might have been called zeya bi'amu. What tells you differently? Pri bikurim. V'hasim itzchuk lemelav shenach shom mashka shel tirosh v'yitzer kimar pri. You have to, that's derived from pre-premium Bikurim. Ashtar as a Shapir. Hod yama b'shmait and d'zeya b'yamu. T'me haitaimu d'shamino d'mashke and d'kapri. It all starts with that. You need a posse when it comes to Yayin and Shema to Yotzim and Akla. Fine. Here's a Bam Shokash. No answer. Mi yutaimu. Amai omar d'zeya b'yamu. V'otam ki ikador aiso. Rabbi say everybody knows and understands that we do taste orange in orange juice. Can't tell me not. So Tom Kik is the Raisa, what's going on? Why are we saying that orange juice is the Rabbanan from Orly? You're tasting Tom, you're tasting orange. That's a discussion. It's a good cash. No terrors. You leave with no terrors. How can we leave this with no terrors? Has to be a terrors somewhere. Has to be a terrace. So the Rashash, turn to the Rashash, please. The Rashash. Says as follows. Miu tema, v'chule, ayin brachas lamites, v'tos de ramaschil, maya de silka, uva rosha, uva mashka safti, v'ezes Hashem, v'sof orla, v'yisyan shevatem. You know what he says? Look at what I wrote in orla, and the rosh. Who looked it up? What? The Rosh Hashanah said, look it up. Where have you been? The Rosh Hashanah said, look it up. So you can only find this, I only found it, not in Shas, in the Mishnayos. The good Mishnayos, you know, the Yochan Boaz, have in the back the Rosh Hashanah's Kedushim in Orla. And this is in the Orla at the beginning, in the first Mishnah of the third parak. I'll give you a little back. The Mishnah says, you may have learned this somewhere in your Talmudic travels, where it says, Beged shetzvo
the klipe arla yidalit. You have a garment, you dyed it the peels of, let's say, pomegranates. It's very strong dye. Now it stains. It's terrible. You can never get out. Oh, if you stain the white table of the Rosh Hashanah, it's a tragedy for the whole year. The very powerful dyeing aid, staining aid. Fine, good. Frederick B'Kir Eger on the spot of the Mishnayis. I don't understand. We just learned on Chavdal and Bezim Tzavim. He quotes in the Mishnah Truas where it comes from. Ain't soaked in a Sarboim. We're discussing regular fruits, not discussing grapes and olives here. So why is it, Rabbi Osai, that if you squeeze out the juice of the fruit and you drink it, there's no malchus, says Rabbi Kivege. How much more so if you merely take some shells or peels of the fruit and you cook in the water, kavachomer, there should be no malchus. Says Rabbi Kivege, you're right, and beged shetzvo beklipe orlo yudolek, it's only a din b'dirabbanan. Ad kan dvarav haKedoshim Rabbi Kivege. Comes the Rashash and says, nothing do it, Rabbi Kivege. You are wrong. Why are you wrong? Because you didn't see the Rosh and Brachos. The Rosh and Brachos, I just read to you from footnote 38 over here in Tosfos and Rosh and Adar. The Rosh and Brachos is Baal HaKasha. Why is it that orange juice is shahakol and vegetable soup is adama? Answers the Rosh that if you squeeze it, it's eight. If you cook it, soak it, it's adama. What did I say? If you squeeze it, it's shahakol. If you cook it or soak it, it retains the bracha of eight or adama. Ad kan de Rosh. So you see, Sarah Bikivager, your kol shekein is the reverse. Kivager assumed that the juice is a more accurate and powerful representation of the fruit than is the soup. And logically, intuitively, he's right. Rabbi Sai, who's ever tasted orange juice and compared to what they call the orange drink? Orange is Tropicana, 100% pure. Even an orange doesn't taste as much of an orange as Tropicana oranges. And I'm not getting commercials over here. Myridic. And even the Lakewood stuff is also good. It's myridic. I don't mean to big Tropicana. It's so pure orange juice. Mavish. It tastes like an orange. But those orange drinks, you simply taste cooked in the water. What they do know exactly. It's a That's what Akiva Eger said. Said Rashash, Rabbi Akiva Eger, you didn't learn the Rosh of Brachos. Where the Rosh says what we might consider to be counterintuitively, no! If you squeeze it, it's shahakol. If you cook it, it's ha'et or adam. Before we proceed any further, by a show of hands, who thinks Rabbi Kivager didn't know about the Rosh of the Sefer Baruch? You know, the Rosh of the Zing, anything? It's Jewish. But Yala Ladas Klal Kivege the new call Hatoru Kula about Pan. So I want you to give an answer. Why was Rabbi Kivege not mindful, didn't take into consideration that was the Rosh said? Yes.
When it comes to bracha, so it's significant. The koveh for the bracha is the tan, but when it comes to misusing orla, so what matters is not what represents the strongest tan, but what it has the closest relationship to the original.
Excellent. Said the words succinctly. What's it doing with this orla? He's dyeing his clothes, his sweater. It's a sweater, he makes it into a red sweater, whatever it is. Who cares about tam ki iker? Who cares about taste? Taste is irrelevant. That I think Rabbi Kivei was oblivious to the rush. But the bigger problem is not the rush that he said. The bigger problem is it doesn't make much sense. Because you and I both know. You and I, we're in that disagreement. That orange juice tastes more like an orange than some kind of a drink. We cook the orange in. In effect, this is Tosfos Kasha on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Back again to the Kasha. One more line, the last line of Tosfos. Miu Tema, Amai Omar Dzeh Biyamu, Votam Kigedor Aisa. Now, the Rashash over here. In Psachim, I asked Psachim Chav Dal and Beis, the Rashash just makes a reference. He writes again, look what I wrote. One more time, what did he say over here? I in Brachas Lamites and Tosis, and the Rush there, we just mentioned. And what I wrote in Sof Arla, Bias Yashev Atema. How's Yashev Atema? No. A drink is one din, and a soup is another din. A soup, Tamkik of the Raisa. But a drink, you don't say it. You taste much more of this in a juice than in a soup. He brings a rush to prove his point, but what's going on in point in reality? This question is raised by the Kilus Yaakov, and I put on the Makoros, the Stipula. Here and now, Masech of Soch. In the old days, it was Tez Zion. Was it inflation? I think it's Yud Zion. Yud Zion. Einenu haroos sheyesh b'mashkin ayotze me'apri harbe mitam apri. That's, he's being nice. More than the soup. It's an interesting, fascinating answer. Fascinating answer. So the first answer he gives, when Tosfos says over here, tam ki kedaraisa, he's assuming for the moment, Rabosai, that Tam Kika Doraisa, and you get Malkus. I mean, a Tam Shita. Logan and Kazazim and Tarubis. You're Malkus. The question becomes, what are you telling me? Ain Sof Genesar Boim, you don't get Malkus for Orla, but Tam Kika Doraisa. But if you hold, as we call the Shita's arrival that we mentioned earlier, the Tam Kika Doraisa, but doesn't have Malkus, there's no Kasha. No Kasha, Rabosai. Tam Kika Doraisa, but there's no Malkus. Saint Sofin Asar Boim will be an Easter Doraisa without Malkus. Keep that in mind. Because I always assume Zeya Be'alma meant only with the Rabbanan. Suggesting, no, maybe in a Chinami, it's Easter Doraisa without Malkus. I may have mentioned that there are three, four different madrigas yesterday. Yeah. The Rabbanon, he's the Raisa without Malkus, he's the Raisa with Malkus, and with Koris, where Koris pertains. We discussed this before. Fine, that's his first answer. Those who say there's no Malkus, so the question doesn't even begin. Talk about Malkus. Shapar and Logan al May Paris, ain't the good for Easter, Akzea Balma, with the Tam Kikir and Logan, and the Chinam is Tam Kikir and Logan. That's his first answer. But Sentosa Lishitosa. Selectus. Here's like this. There's a concept called Yotze Min HaOsur Osur. Tosa says in Chulin, Samach Dalet, Banatosis, Logan Olaf. You get Malkus. Fret the Stipula. Lomelo Yilku al Osan Mashkin and Escotted me than Yotze Min HaOsur. Right. It comes out of the Yisr, does it not? You have an orange, you squeeze it out, you get fresh orange juice. It literally came out of the Yisr. It was Arlish, you're Malkus. Yotzim and Osir, also you're Malkus. It's a fascinating answer. He says, Yotzim and Osir is when Hadova Sheyotzim Nishava Vinasa Min HaYisr. Here's a few examples. You have a bird, and the bird is Trefa. And has an egg. So the egg came from the bird. But he says, the pit of a fruit. That didn't emerge from the fruit. The tree yielded a fruit with a pit. Not that the... You know what I'm saying? The tree didn't create the fruit, and the fruit created a pit. No. The tree yielded a fruit and a pit. Can't call the pit Yotzei min Aser. The pit didn't come out of the fruit, it emerged from the fruit. Have you listened to me so far? Here's the sketch. The same thing is true of the juice in an orange. You don't say that there was an orange, and then the orange yielded juice. No! The tree yielded a fruit, a peel, and what do you call those white parts of the orange? Is there a word for it? Rinds, whatever they call it, you know, the white stuff. And the same tree that gave rise to the peel, they gave rise to the rinds, they gave rise to the pits with their pits. Okay. Also gives rise to the juicy parts. The juicy parts don't come out of the pit, they come out of the tree. Same as a pit. Take that. Okay? So that's what he's saying. A chiddush nifla. Be'a pri matzmiach ha-mashkin shabo. Elo ilon matzmiach gamas ha-pri, gamas ha-mashkin shabo. Same as a pit. Therefore, there's no din of yotzei min ha-osir osir. Wait a second. You mean to tell me that the juice in the orange is not a pri? So why do you get malchus and the kazayas of the orange? Most of the kazayas is just the juice. Says this type of tiva verse. No. Calls man the juice is embedded in those little pockets in the orange. The entire orange, the whole thing, is considered the fruit. Once, however, you squeeze and separate out that juice is considered Zeh B'Yalo. Where do you find precedent for this? That something is considered part of an organic whole, but once it's separated out, it loses its status? Yes?
The halachos of Shechita on Shabbos, if you squeeze into...
I'm discussing without Shabbos. We're talking about halachos asuris, which is our primary discussion. You have it many places. We discussed one of them. Remember the discussion of bran, mursan? So calls man that whole wheat bread, made from whole wheat. Even the bran is included in the wheat. But once you separate the bran out, it loses its status. He quotes the Gemara when it comes to blood. So I talk about blood. We don't, contrary to the Quran, we do not consume blood. Okay, there's no blood in our mouths. But if someone eats blood, Chas v'Shalom, so what is blood? So the Gemara says, if you divide the blood into the red part and the white part, I think it's called the plasma, so only the red part is the real issue. But Kol's mind, you did not divide him, you get malchus and the kazayas of the blood, even though most of it is what we call the cold white part, the plasma. And you find this time and time, and Rav Shech, she does a whole matter about it, you know, 5 and 7 examples, this keeps happening over and over and over again. Something which is part of an organic whole, when you separate it out, it loses its status, but calls man is there organically, it counts. Same thing with the orange. Is the orange as it is, even though the juicy part, it counts for the kazayas to get malchus for orla. Once you squeeze it out, it's not called yotzei min ha'aser. Once it's not called yotzei min ha'aser, look at the following punchline. You also don't say, tam ki ikar. Why? Look what he says. The nay the vada yesh the mahani mash tam apri, orange juice tropicana, tastes just like an orange. Mikomako, also tam lo kimlo me apri. It's quite striking. Hello, ilon matzmiach mashkin shotam, kimosh matzmiach pri shotam. Bulochen kevan sham mashkin beat smusam, em le mitzarasman denisa shal apri, the lav pri mikri wants to separate it out. Hello, Zaya. Hey, the Ostro Gamke Mishum Tamo. The Lome Apri Ostro Kimdu Batam. Elo ilo nitzmiach mashkat sheyesh mem tam. Hu teretz nochon mani azdaiti. What a fascinating answer. That's, wow. Shop. Why did Tosa like this answer? Tosa says, no. Tosa says, the mashkat is part of the pre. Doesn't taste the mashkat. Okay. Fine. Adkan. Say Mekilas Yaakov Psochim, and this edition is called Simon Yudzayim. My edition was Yudzayim. Old edition. Ad kan of also is Pshat in this Tosis. Fine. I thought that on a simple level, this Chiddush of the Kilas Yaakov may be contrary to the simple reading of the Gemara in Masech Tachulin. I put the Gemara in the Ramakot. Has anyone gotten that far in the Ramakot? Has anyone seen the Gemara in Chulin yet? Nobody. Okay. I'm not surprised. The Gemara in Chulin, it's a long shtick of the Gemara. It starts talking about something which we would call in our language Yotze. Now Yotze is a sugya gedola ma'od. Some say you get Malkus, we're supposed to call in Samach Dalet. Some disagree, perhaps Rashi, Rambam. And then the question is, where is it derived from? Some is derived from Basayana, which means that if you have a bird which is not kosher and it lays an egg, so the egg is also not kosher. And then the Gemara also seems to be introducing, the word Yotze is actually found in the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Chaf, that's Kuf Chaf, that's why I wanted to see it, but that word Yotze which is there. It seems to be coming from a Pasuk, Chulav Kuf Chaf Amen Aleph. The Gemara is as follows: Hatmeim Lesar Siron VeRotvan VeKipper Shalem. Pasuk. Hatmeim says Rashi at Bishrotzim Ksiv. Hey Yisera Kadosh. So keep that in mind. The whole discussion: when do you do apply this? What we call this Iser, which we normally call Yotze, wouldn't we call Yotze? On Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, Hatevel VeAchodosh VeHektesh VeShviyis VeKalayim Kulam Mashkin HaYotze Mehem Kemosa. Here's the word again: Yotze. Mashkin Yotze Mehem Kemosa. Or say further on in the sugya, wait a minute. Is this really true? And they quote Rabosai, the Mishnah in Arla, in Trumas, Perek it out. Dvash tmarim v'yein tapuchim v'chomets tzvoni yotzu shar min eperi shal trumim v'rabi lezer v'chayev keren v'chomesh Rabbi Yeshua poter. The same issue when it comes to Oral Rabbi Osai, we saw before, on Chavdal on the base, we saw it right over here in Pesachim. We're taught over here, Ein Sofgan as Arboim, Shem Oral Ela Yotzim, and Azesim, and Anovim Bulvad. Who said this, Rabbi Osai? Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. This is the Tzavos of Machlokas. So just the juxtaposition of all these Gemaras imply, at least to me, that Yotze min ha'asur and the sugya of Mei Peiris do go together. Whereas the Stipler said, no, Mei Peiris has nothing to do with Yotze min ha'asur, because Mei Peiris is not Yotze min ha'asur. It's a different concept. It's pre-lechud and the juice of the pre-lechud. So keep that in mind when you look through the sugya, if the Stipler can be reconciled with the Gemara of Mishnah Techul and not Kuf Chof. Or how, I should say. Adka. So in researching this, Rabbi Osai, I just came upon Chavas Das. We only have 5 minutes to go. I'll give you just the beginning of the Chavas Das, and then we'll see the rest of the end of tomorrow. For those who don't know, the Chavas Das is written by the same author as the Makor Chaim that we had this whole year, with the Baal HaNesivos of Yaakov Melissa, and he... You know, obviously doesn't need my Haskama, but he has these Marochas where he tries to cover fundamental issues that you don't find treated in other Svarim. And I'm going to read you, this is a classical case of here in Chavas Das. It's in Siman Kufhei, Sifkot and Beit. Not give you the entire background. But as we mentioned in the Maamar Makom, which you'll see it over here, Kuf Hei, Sifkot and Beit, and Chavas Das, starting from Achein Nira. This is false. The Yisod, this is false. Rashi says that we don't pass the Tam Ki'ika. Why not? Batal Barov. Wait a second. Batal Barov? Why did you say that Thomas had the Gomor? What do you Batal Barov for? Says the Chavos Das is false. Because we learn from Atmeim, Lesser Tziru and Barovfeh. We just saw, I just read to him Chul. Atmeim. Obviously, if something comes out in its pristine, pure form, there is going to be a problem. So, Mehechetesia Tamutr, we have precedent that whatever comes out, which has the taste, is going to be also. Rashi Paskin's Tam Kika de Rabbana. Nonetheless, he Paskin's Min Bimino is also, but if the Tam itself is with Rabbana, so not going to be also Mimashu. And anyway, Min Bimino is only if it's cooked together, toast and squats in a few places. And if Tam itself is with Rabbana, you can have Min Bimino. Ela vadai, the tam gufe vadai midaraisa mikro datmei. But there are certainly surim, says the Chavos Das, the lo nilmad mikro deshrotz, such as truma, called chulin kufchaf mebeis. Chulin kufchaf mebeis, we'll see soon. Vafilu misa gufon, vafilu micha gufon the mashkin mutter. You took the whatever it is which grew and you crush it. Not just you extracted the juice. You crush the entire thing. It's still mutter. So too by dogim, chagovim, etc. So kolayotzim and mutter medaraisa. Then gam tamon mutter. To mechitesa ye tamon odif mimicha gufon the mashka de mutter. It's first you saw. That there are some Yisurim where if you crush it, it's Asur, then it's Tam is Asur. But if you crush it, it's Mutter, then at least on level Daraisa, his Tam is also Mutter. With this, he answers the Kasha of Tosis in Chul and Kuf Yud Beis and Beis. When it comes to Rotev, soup, Lomoli Krah, what a possible. For Tam Ki Ikar. Why do we say Tam Ki Ikar? Everyone with me? Why do we say Tam Ki Ikar? We need a pasuk. We say Tam Ki Ikar. Says the. Let's end with this. This is the next last minute. He says, "What's the source of Tam Ki Ikar? Mishras by Nazir. There we know for a fact that the Yotzei is also. Says the pasuk of a first pasuk. Kol Yotzei Migefen Ayayim. Oh boy." Whatever comes out of the Gefen Ayayim is Aser. So then we say Tam Ki Ikar. But if Yotzi itself is Mutter, so Tam is also going to be Mutter. I'm leaving off in the middle. In the middle of a paragraph, we're stopping here because time is up. And then tomorrow we'll pick up from here and discuss these fundamental issues more.